Welcome back. And we're going to see how what we just discussed about security and insecurity is really what's behind arrogance and humility. Living a life beginning within is the necessary ingredient to becoming a secure person. And this is also the difference between arrogance and humility. Most people know arrogance when they see it, but we often have a very hard time defining exactly what it is. All you need to do is replace the word insecurity with arrogance. You see, arrogance is the attitude and behavior of an insecure person. Arrogance is always a sign of tremendous weakness. It's the attitude and behavior of someone who is constantly trying to prove to themselves and others that they are valuable and worthy. Imagine this scenario. A top lawyer in the city is sitting at his desk in his prized corner office, being that he is a senior partner in the firm. He has finally, as they say, made it. You need to speak to him because of a legal issue that you're dealing with, and you have an appointment with him at 9 a.m. You show up to his office, and his secretary tells you to go right in as he's waiting for you. When you go into his office, he's sitting with his feet up on the desk reading a newspaper. He doesn't look up at you, but continues reading, even though he knows that you're there. His secretary notified him, and you knocked before you walked in. After waiting for 2 minutes, he puts down the paper, he looks at you, and he says, "How can I help you?" This event, this simple event, is a subtle occurrence that probably happens in different variations thousands of times a day. And here's a person who has worked all his life to demonstrate his worthiness and value to the world. He's sitting in the office that demonstrates what a successful and powerful person he is. A simple, unassuming person walks into his office, and he still feels the need to act out his superiority to this person. The new client is not contesting his worthiness. In fact, by reaching out to him for his help, the new client demonstrates how much he values the lawyer. Yet the lawyer still needs to behave in a way that demonstrates his importance. Where does this all come from? Insecurity. And insecurity leads to a behavior called arrogance. In fact, the moment we see someone behaving this way, we begin to sense how insecure they are. And the moment we see someone acting with arrogance, we can be sure that it is because they are insecure that they're acting this way. This is the reason why they need to assert their value upon everyone, why they need to make sure everyone knows how important they are. In some way, the lawyer is demonstrating that he needs his new client to approve of him in order for him, the lawyer, to be worthy. And that is the unspoken story of what's going on. Imagine after all his years in law school and all his years of practice, he still is the same insecure person. This is truly a human tragedy. One thing this lawyer has not learned is that if he wants to feel his worthiness, he has to stop getting it from other people and things, like the office that he has or the car that he drives. He's got to stop getting his worthiness from those things. Only if he acknowledges his inherent worthiness from within will this insecure behavior change. Humility is a very misunderstood word. This is the reason why most people associate humility with weakness. Here's the surprising fact. Humility breeds unbelievable strength. You see, humility is the behavior of a secure person. It's the lawyer who's welcoming and down to earth. He has no need to assert himself because his self-worth comes from within. It is this strength of humility that we are preparing to discover. We first need to be clear about these fundamental concepts of without and within, security and insecurity, arrogance and humility. Now, there is a form of humility which I'm going to refer to as false humility. This is when someone acts as if they are humble. This means that they act one way, which is not consistent with the way they feel and think. You give someone a compliment and tell them how good they are about some talent they have. And they make a motion with their hand. And they say, "I'm not that good," while really feeling a high from your compliment and thinking to themselves that they're really good. Their act of humility is simply that. It's an act. That's false humility. What we're talking about is genuine, authentic humility. Humility is power because it's someone who feels secure about themselves. You may be thinking, so how do we know when someone's humility is real or false? The answer to that question is that we may not know. It simply depends on our ability to read other people. But it's also not that important to know. What's most important to know is whether I am truly humble or I am putting on an act of false humility while I am really arrogant. Now, this is really important to know because it tells me to what extent I am living from without and to what extent I am living from within. So let's go and recap the main points in the three videos of Module 1. Number one, we all have an inherent human need to know that we are worthy. Number two, there are only two ways for us to find worthiness, from without or from within. Number three, finding worthiness from without creates insecurity and arrogance. Number four, finding worthiness from within creates security and humility. Number five, attempting to get worthiness from without makes us weak and dependent. And number six, attempting to get worthiness from within makes us powerful and independent. So let's conclude by doing a simple exercise right now. I want you to do this right now as I'm speaking. You can fill out these two questions in your book. And here's the question. Where am I at? From 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest, which number would reflect how much of your life is being lived right now from within? Don't overthink this. Simply choose a number. How much of your life is affected by what other people think and the circumstances? What's always shaping your feelings and emotions? Okay, 1 to 10. Question number two, write down one way your life would be different if you lived more from within. How would your life look different? Just one way your life would look different if you lived your life more from within.